Worry. It's been a problem for people for a long time. Julius Caesar even wrote about it. It's something that a lot of people have to struggle with. It doesn't do any good to have somebody come up and slap you on the back and say, oh, it's going to be okay, just don't worry. They don't understand. There are a lot of areas that cause worry for people. People worry about failures. They worry about their fears. They worry about wealth and health and trials and tests and security and safety. They worry about their family. They worry about their friends. They worry about foes. They worry about their future. They're responsible for stuff, and they worry about those responsibilities. They worry about problems they encounter and people that they come in contact with and pressures that they face. People just have a lot of things to worry about. The problem with worry is you recognize that you don't have the resources to handle the situation that you're facing. And therefore you worry. You think, what if? What if? What if? And it just overwhelms you. Well, the Bible gives an alternative for worry. It's found in two passages of Scripture. One is found in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Paul wrote this from being imprisoned, and he writes these words, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." It's a great passage. We're to not just stop worrying. We're to do something, an alternative to worry. We focus on the Lord, present the matter to Him. In the Old Testament, there's a counter verse to that in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 and 4. There we read, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord is everlasting strength." Our God is one who can help us. He has all kinds of power. The next time you're faced with something you're worrying about, take the matter to the Lord. In fact, why don't you take these two verses and call on the Lord and watch Him work.